I've been saying for a couple of days now that I would talk a little bit about the Nature's Menu dog foods that I've been discovering. I like to try the girls on different things from time to time and see what they're like, etc. So this is one of the firms I've been looking at of late. There are other firms I use as well, like Nutriment and Gentle Dog Food and different things like that. But this is just to talk about the Nature's Menu stuff, really. So I'm going to start off with their Country Hunter range, which is probably the newest thing, I think, that they've brought out of late. And what's nice about this is that it has different things within it, hopefully to suit everyone. So to start with, you've got your raw Country Hunter range, and this comes in ice cube sized nuggets, which are frozen. And the idea is basically you can either count the nuggets out into the dog's bowl once you know how many nuggets the dog needs, cover it over, allow it to defrost and just feed and serve. Or you can do what I do and empty the whole bag into, say, like one of those lock and lock plastic tubs and defrost in the fridge overnight. So it's, you know, it's very flexible. It's very handleable because it comes in those frozen nuggets as well, which is pretty good. And basically, this comes in four different flavours. It's all grain free. So if you were someone that was wanting to start feeding bones and raw food to your dog, but you weren't quite ready for DIY, as they call it, you know, do it yourself, where you put your own meat and your own vegetables in, if you decide to feed vegetables, you know, this is all done for you. And as I say, it's completely grain free. So they've got four flavours within this, which are basically salmon and raspberry. There's duck and plum. The third flavour is venison and blueberry. And then there's rabbit and cranberry. Now, one of the things you do have to watch for is that I know at least one of them, which is the salmon, does contain chicken. But if you look at their website, it does say grain-free, chicken-free on the other three flavours, but just grain-free on the salmon. One of the things I'd like to see as a punter, if you will, is I'd like to see the ingredients listed on the website, which a lot of companies do, and then some of them don't do. They just show you a graphical image of the food bag, and of course that's no good for us as blind people. So you know, they do talk about the fact that this contains spinach and it contains seaweed, but I know that there are other vegetables in it like carrot, etc. It'd just, you know, be nice to see those listed on the actual website itself, rather than just on the bags of food. But that's just from, you know, from my point of view as a blind person, really, more than anything else. But the girls did well on these, and they seemed to like them. I started them off on around about 2%. So for Alice, that was 400 grams, and for Hope, it was around about 420 grams. But I actually found that they needed to have more than that to maintain their weight. So Alice got put up to something like 425 grams, and Hope needed more because she seems to have need more food than Alice, even though she's only 1 kilo heavier. So she went up to something like 510 grams to maintain her weight of 21 kilos. But that's okay. You know, some dogs do need more than your standard 2%. So, I mean, that's fair enough. So I like these nuggets. I think they are. If you're not a breeder and you don't have working dogs and you can't have any kind of discount, they are pricey to buy from the stores like Pets at Home and places like that. But you can order direct from Nature's Menu, and they do have frozen vans where they come and deliver in your area. And so on and so forth. And if you are somebody that is a breeder, and or you have a multi-dog household, and some of them are rescues and things, you know, it may be possible to negotiate some kind of discount. It might not. It all depends on them really, and whether they think you're, you know, a worthwhile cause. But I was impressed with the Nugget range. I liked it a lot. So then, as part of the Country Hunter range, they do a dry kibble. They call it freeze dried kibble, and it comes in 700 gram boxes. Now, 700 grams isn't a lot. So I think the idea of this is basically it was for people, anybody that was going away, say, for example, for a couple of days and didn't want to take frozen raw food with them or whatever, then, you know, this is kind of ideal, really. Now, although it does contain grain, it's mainly oats, which is better for dogs than wheat. I went over to my parents recently and took a couple of boxes of this along with me. And again, the girls did well on it. I found in this case I needed to feed slightly less than what they'd recommended, rather than more, which I did for the raw nuggets. But they did well on it. All poos were nice and solid, and you know, it was all good. Now this comes in four flavours, but it's slightly the duck and plum, the venison and blueberry, and the cranberry and rabbit. Those are the three flavours. It doesn't have a salmon variety at the moment, but they do a mixer, which you can put with the minces that they do, which I'll talk about later. So the fourth flavour is just purely a mixer, so you wouldn't feed that on its own. You would mix it with some meats. And the mixer apparently is proving very popular with a lot of breeders, and a lot of people are asking Nature's Menu, can they produce it in bigger packs, because it doesn't contain wheat and it's an oat-based mixer. And people are finding that their dogs are doing very well on it. So yeah, I was pretty impressed with this also. And then also, as part of the Country Hunter range, they do cans. The cans are grain free. They come in all four of the flavours that I've mentioned, you know, including the salmon. Now, what I found with the cans, you feed them on their own because it's a complete meal. What I found with the cans is you need to feed an awful lot of this to get your dogs to maintain their weight. So they do need to wee more often, because a lot of cooked food does contain water, and these cans are in like a broth, if you will. So these two were eating over 900 grams a day, and if you were just feeding those cans, that would prove pretty pricey to feed on a long-term basis. But again, if you're going away and you don't want to take raw food with you, you know, then the cans might be an option for a couple of days or whatever. Some people just prefer to feed canned food; they don't want to go down the raw side. So they're also good for that. But I did find that the girls needed to eat quite a lot of it in order to maintain their body weight and equilibrium. I can't speak, really. But all told, I would say I'm pretty impressed with this range. It's like anything, really. You've got to start at a point and then see how your dogs are doing on it. My dogs, luckily, are small enough that I can pick them up, weigh myself first of all, pick them up, and weigh them on the scales, you know, every week or every couple of weeks, just to make sure that I'm feeding the right amount. And often you can tell by feel as well. If you can really feel the dog's ribs, you know you need to feed a bit more. Or if the ribs are hard to find, then you know you need to feed a bit less. But as I say, mine are small enough that I can pick them up and get them on the scale. So I do find that does really help. Now, if you're feeding the raw nuggets, what they do say at Nature's Menu is it's a good idea to feed two or three of their bone and chew treats per week. Or with some of these, you can actually use them as meals if you want to, depending on the size of whatever it is. So with their bone and treat range, a lot of it you could get from a local butcher, and some of it you could probably get cheaper. There's no doubt about it, particularly things like liver and so on and so forth. But the nice thing about it is it all comes frozen. It's in nice, handy-sized bags. And if you only had one dog as well, you know, like you can get like 7 chicken necks in a bag, you know, and it's not like huge... huge amounts, and there's options there. So say for example, sorry, I'm going to correct myself there, 7 duck necks in a bag you can get. But also, if you wanted more than that, you could get like a kilo of poultry necks. So I'll just give you a rough idea what they do first of all in their bones and treats range. And I'll tell you which ones I've tried and which ones the girls liked, etc., etc. So they do beef ribs. It said there was going to be 2 in a pack. There was actually 3. The beef ribs are quite a hard bone to feed, and they're certainly not a bone that you would feed if you were just starting on BARF. But they had been eating bones for a while when I gave the ribs. Alice particularly enjoyed and ate the whole thing. Hope did leave a little bit of bone. And all I did was I shut the baby gate in my kitchen and fed them on a towel, and then, you know, put the towel straight in the wash afterwards. The beef ribs went down well. As I say, Hope wasn't as keen, although she did eat a fair bit, to be fair. With the beef ribs, I would tend to give as a treat rather than include them as part of a meal, because there isn't a lot of meat on them, so I would class them more as a treat. They do marrow bones, which the girls have had and really enjoyed. They do beef knuckle bones. Now, I haven't fed these, but you can feed them. The only thing is, you know, you'd never give a beef knuckle bone or to a young pup or whatever, because, you know, it could damage its teeth. So you need to make sure that the adult teeth kind of are fully formed before you give anything like that. I haven't fed the knuckle bones because I just want to make sure that they're not going to be too big for my dogs, because I believe the beef knuckle bones are quite big. They do beef heart as well, which the girls absolutely loved. And it comes in 2 pieces. Each one weighed about 255 grams, something like that. So you got 500 grams of beef heart. And it was, you know, it'd already been cut in half and everything. So, you know, so that was really good. They do lamb ribs, which I haven't tried, but I'm told that you could include them as a meal if you wanted to, because it's like it comes like on a rack of ribs. So I've yet to try those. They do liver in the bones and treats range as well, and you can get beef or lamb. And it's in slices, so if you wanted to use it as treats or cook it and dry it out or whatever, you could do, or you could just add it to the diet once or twice a week. So I've tried the liver. They do 7 Suffolk duck necks, which the dogs have had and really enjoyed. You can get 2 turkey necks as well. Now, I must admit, Alice was sick after she had one of those, but it might have just been that I fed too much and maybe she ate it too fast. But Hope wasn't sick at all after the turkey neck. So I think I just need to make sure that when I feed those, I balance it out with some muscle meat such as beef chunks or tripe or, you know, or something like that. So I think just because Alice was sick is no reason not to give it to her again. I just need to be a bit more careful kind of how I feed it, really, more than anything else. 2 new things that they doing this range as well now are a chicken carcass and neck of lamb. I haven't tried either of these things, but I know lots of people that do feed chicken carcass and are very successful with it, and neck of lamb as well. So that's something I hope to be trying in the near future. I forgot also to say about the lamb hearts. You usually get 4 pieces of heart in a bag. I think it totals 2 hearts, which are each cut in half. These are a little bit rich for some dogs, and you just do need to be careful how much heart you feed. I only gave 1 piece to each dog. I think Alice found it a little bit rich, whereas Hope was absolutely fine with it. In the sort of choose range as well, they do these beef trachea, which are lovely big beef trachea, and I feed these frozen. The dogs like treat it like a sort of lollipop, really, but it's full of glucosamine and cartilage and stuff like that, and dogs really, really enjoy it. They also do paddywhack, which again I've given to them frozen, just as a treat. And they do another one which is called they just call it a beef chew, which again I've tried and the dogs really enjoyed. Paddywhack chews are from the neck tendon of the cow, and the beef chews are from the throttle. I forgot to mention that. And then the last 2 things in the bones and treats range are both things that I've tried. There's 7 duck wings, which they were smaller than I thought they'd be, actually. I thought they'd be like massive, and these particular ones weren't. But the girls really enjoyed them. They've had chicken wings before, so they were absolutely fine with the duck wings. And the last thing was they do a chicken portion, which includes bone, but it's mainly meat on that. And these would be a great thing when you were first introducing a dog to bone to try. So when you first started a dog off, if you were going to introduce bone, you know, these would be a good one because it's mainly meat with just a little bit of bone in. And so the dog's hopefully not going to have problems with constipation or digestion or, you know, or that kind of thing. Hope particularly likes the chicken portions very much. Again, you know, it might be possible to get them cheaper from a butcher and places like that. But, you know, for convenience, they're all individual. You don't have to defrost the whole bag if you don't want to. You can just grab out what you need and use it. So in that sense, for some owners, you know, they might see it as a more convenient thing. Or again, you could buy from your butcher and bag everything up and freeze it. One of the things they do in this range, which I haven't tried, are freeze-dried snacks, which come in all of the Country Hunter flavours apart from the salmon. So you've got the rabbit, the venison and the duck. But I expect they would be like mini versions of the kibble, really. I just haven't bought those to try them out. So moving on from the bones and treats range, they actually also in Raw do frozen 300 gram blocks, which they call complete dinners. And these, for the most part, do contain rice and vegetables. So if you didn't want to feed grain, you wouldn't feed these. But if you wanted to feed raw, but you wanted to add grain and vegetables and things, then they would be a good option for you. You can either buy them in packs of 12, where all 12 flavours are the same, or you can buy them in a multi-pack of 4 of the different flavours. So you've basically got beef dinner, chicken and tripe dinner, and lamb dinner, which all contain rice and vegetables. Then you've got the chicken and salmon, which is grain free, and you've got their traditional dinner, which is a blend of meats with maize and vegetables. Next, we have their raw, complete, and balanced nuggets range. These are similar to the Country Hunter, so they come in 1 kilogram bags and their frozen iced cube sized nuggets. But these are slightly different insofar as that the majority of them do contain rice and vegetables. Well, actually, four of them do. But they're a different range to the Country Hunter. So the ones that contain rice and vegetables are beef, chicken, chicken and tripe, and lamb. And then you've got five other products in the range as well. So you've got the nuggets for active dogs, which contain duck, heart, salmon, and vegetables. So they're grain-free. You've got the senior nuggets, which are chicken and fish and vegetables, which are also grain-free. You've got the puppy nuggets, which are chicken, fish and rice. And these don't have any vegetables in. Then you've got the banquet nuggets, which are great for, you know, if you want to add offal, you could use these. And these are tripe, liver, heart, salmon and vegetables. They're also grain free. And the last one in this range is blended fruit and vegetable nuggets. And these are really good for people who do DIY barf, because you could buy the minces from Nature's Menu or from Butchers or whatever. And then you could add these nuggets for your vegetable content if you didn't want the inconvenience of preparing and pulping your own vegetables. And they're really good, actually. They've got a good selection of vegetables in them. Things like blueberries, carrots, spinach, seaweed, etc., etc. So those are the nuggets in that particular range. The fish contained within the puppy nuggets is salmon, by the way. I have tried both the complete nuggets range and the raw blocks, and the dogs have done absolutely fine on them both. So next we have the minces, and you can get these in packs of 12, which each weigh 400 grams. So each block weighs 400 grams. You can get 12 of those in a pack, or you can get it in free flow, which some people do find easy, particularly if they've got smaller dogs, because they can measure out what they want a little bit more easily, etc. You have a couple of choices here. You can either feed the minces, so you can do 80% mince with roughly 20% vegetables, or they tell you that you can do 60% mince, 20% mixer of the Mighty Mixer biscuit, which is part of the Country Hunter range, and 20% vegetables. So you can do whichever suits your dog according to them. I've tried the Just Minces range, and again, I'm really pleased with those. And there's a good variety as well. So you can get things like beef, which doesn't contain bone, beef and tripe, which doesn't contain bone, tripe, which again has no bone. You can get turkey, which has ground bone. You can get white fish mince, which has ground bone. And you can also get lots of minces with chicken. So you can get chicken and beef, chicken and tripe, chicken and liver, chicken and lamb, chicken and rabbit. And in the free flow variety, which comes in 2 kilo bags, you can get beef, chicken, chicken and lamb, chicken and tripe, and just tripe. And also, if you're feeding the prey model, you can just feed these minces on their own if that's what you want to do. Although Nature's Menu do say that they prefer you to feed some vegetables as well. But, you know, prey model feeders can feed just the minces on their own. They then do a whole meaty chunks range, which my dogs absolutely love, and they come in 2 kilo bags. You can get chicken wings in this, and you can also get poultry necks. And then they do some other chunks which don't contain bone, which are beef chunks, chicken breast chunks, cooked chicken chunks, tripe chunks, fish fillets, heart chunks, and liver chunks. I've just noticed that time is running on, so before it does go, I want to talk about these meaty training treats that Nature's Menu do, which I particularly like because they come in resealable packets. You can buy them in individual packs or in packs of eight, and they're really a really nice size to put in your pocket. And if you can imagine sort of one dry meaty sausage cut into very small little bite-sized chunks, these are brilliant for recall. They don't smell, they don't crumble, they're really, really good, and you can get them in beef, chicken and lamb. They're actually on the website. They're under the bones and treats section, which I should have mentioned within that range, but that's where they can be found. Okay, so I've talked about the Country Hunter cans before and the four flavours that they come in. They are in 600 gram cans, and you can get them in packs of six. But the other cans that Nature's Menu do are in 400 gram cans, and they come in packs of 12. There's a new junior one with chicken and turkey. It says with spinach and mixed herbs. So I don't know what else this contains, because it doesn't really say. You'd probably have to look on the can to see, and I haven't tried that one. Nor have I tried the other cans. Some of them come with potatoes and carrots in the can, which are the chicken and beef and the chicken and vegetable. But then they also do a chicken and lamb and a chicken and salmon, which basically have rice and vegetables in. Last of all, we've got the pouches, which come in packs of eight, and you get 300 grams in each pouch. In the adult varieties, you've got turkey. These all come with rice and vegetables, so you've got turkey and chicken. You've got chicken with vegetables, chicken with rabbit and duck, and tripe and beef. They do a junior pouch with chicken, lamb and rice. A senior dog pouch with lamb, vegetables and rice. And then they also do a light dog pouch. I'll just see what's in that. With chicken, rabbit, vegetables and rice. You can also get a multi-pack of four of the adult flavours as well. So, you know, you can get a selection of each flavour in those. So to sum up, really, this firm does a lot of different foods, a lot of different varieties. If you're a raw feeder, they've got raw food. If you like feeding cans, they've or pouches, if you've got a smaller dog, they've got the cans and pouches range. And they've now produced their own freeze-dried kibble as well. So there's lots of variety. Some of the stuff can be... Oh, Alice, she's having a bit of a cough there. Oh, steady. No, she's fine. Some of the stuff can be a little bit on the pricey side, particularly the cans range, because you do need to feed quite a lot of it. But I'd say all told, from the different things I've tried in this range, and I haven't tried the last lot of cans and pouches I described, but I'd say that generally speaking, the dogs have enjoyed everything that they've had and generally given a paws up. I'll put the website and phone number in the description, but basically it's www.naturesmenu.co.uk. That's without the apostrophe, if you want to have a look at some of these things for yourselves. And they have a helpline, which is 0800 018 3770.